This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past 7 after the hour, it's an hour that we set aside every week now, your opportunity to hear discussions of the issues of the week on the major news talk radio broadcasts around the country, monitored by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk industry. In essence, they are listening to the shows, they're listening to the hosts, they're listening to the stations to come up with this list. So I've invited Rich McFadden to come in, as is usual, as often as we can get him into the studio, along with Joe Crummy, who's
evil.
He's really evil.
I'm so sorry. Evil.
You can go to iTunes and find his Evil Thoughts podcast every day. He's rocking and rolling and... He's rocking with Donald Trump at the G20. Who's going to get punched out? That's part of what we'll talk about, I guess, a little bit here today. Victoria Keeland is here as well to represent the intelligentsia of the world.
Right. She represents the smart people. I represent the dumb people.
I represent the evil people.
Yeah. All right. Evil and good. We've got evil and good on this program together. So, let me go through the stories according to Talkers. These are the top 10 from this past week. Sports talk radio, what's happening at Wimbledon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Major League Baseball, maybe the most interesting story of the week is the umpire, the Dominican umpire, who's taking a shot at Joe Torre because he, poor fellow, doesn't think he's getting a fair shake. And maybe he's not because he's a lousy, according to the world of baseball. How many people knew this, by the way? I'd asked that around the table.
I didn't know anything about it, and I heard you guys talk about it. Are we to assume that Joe Torre doesn't like this guy because he's a racist? Is that what this is
about? No, we're to assume this guy sucks because all the players who do a report card on umps every year say this guy is the worst or one of the worst.
He got voted the third worst, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Well, maybe he does suck, okay? You suck, all right?
So he's suing, Angel Hernandez is suing the MLB over discrimination.
First of all, that's racist. It's Angel. All right, number one. All right, Rich, just stay cool. Dude.
That is awesome.
Angel. Well, if we really want to start, if we want to roll that this back and be correct, he's Cuban, not Dominican.
Right.
Cubano.
Whatever.
Another shot.
Now he's going to sue you, Doug.
It's a big jab, yes.
Everybody's
going to
sue everybody when their feelings get hurt.
Let's sue everybody.
Yep, my feelings are hurt. I'm suing you.
Okay, thanks very much, Rich. If that were the case,
I wasn't good.
If you sued me every time I hurt your feelings, maybe the other way around. You've hurt my feelings more than I've ever.
Oh yeah, I've belittled you to no end.
Hey, you guys,
you have.
Come on.
Oh, hug
after
it out.
Show, okay, you guys can cry this out after
right,
the show,
exactly.
Right?
Okay.
All right, next.
I love you, man.
Thank you. I love you too, Richie. Number 9 on the list of topicality here, the ethics chief, the federal ethics chief has resigned. Are we to assume from that he's unethical, or there's so much unethical behavior in the federal government that he can't possibly keep up? Which of those
seems
two
to be
are
the latter?
Third?
I think we can assume from that he's a wuss and he can't handle his new boss, so he just
right on,
away.
Baby. Yeah, that's it.
Right. Is that because his new boss is so unethical? Is that the idea the news media would have?
Well, he has a history of complaining about the lack of ethics with the administration.
The guy who's the ethics chief, Trump?
Yeah. No, the guy who resigned.
The guy who resigned lost
his job.
His
name is Staub, right?
We have a record of being the most ethical government in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's, sitting...
Well, that's a non-sequitur, number one.
Like, he's sitting
really
on this
ethics
high chair.
Government doesn't mix. It's military intelligence all over again. Doesn't mix.
All right.
Do I sound cynical?
Moderately. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Next, number 8 on the list of the top 10 this week. The Voter Fraud Commission has been stymied. No. Is voting fraud in our country? And the Russians are behind it? Or not? Well, actually, Putin and Trump can wrestle it out at the G20. That can be one of the things they have. They can do arm wrestling or the, you know, what, the best three out of four? What are they
going to do? Yeah, it should be mud wrestling. That's it.
Yeah.
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 Putin likes to take his shirt off. That'll be fine. Yes. Trump will just do it in his 80s-looking suit.
No, you I'm really stay in a suit. I like Mr. Trump a lot.
I saw Trump wrestling this past week, and he threw down that guy in the WWF.
That was awesome, by the way.
That was from the 90s.
Right.
So what? By the way, that's how bad things are. That's the number one, to fast forward. That's the number one item this week.
So great.
You can tell it's a vacation week. The number one item, according to the Talker's research, is the wrestling video. Give me a break. Please.
That's awesome. So
if I were Putin, I'd be worried.
So awesome.
Okay. All right. Number seven, celebrating the 4th of July. How many people saw the Capitol 4th, that show that's on every year on PBS with John Stamos?
I don't know. Did the Beach Boys play again?
Yep. They did. And the Four Tops, they were there.
My God. You could watch that show from 1977 and it would be the same.
No, it was 1994 was the first one because I was there. 1 million people watched the Beach Boys on the Mall until what's-his-face.
Can I ask you guys a question?
You're talking about James Watts? That was
James
in the Reagan era.
Yeah.
Anyway, can I ask you guys a question about fireworks for a second? In L.A., it was like constant mortar fire. It was like watching a Civil War era battle. I mean, it was intense. It's never been like this. I credit Trump, okay, because America's back, baby. That's what I credit. Was it like that in New York? Was it like that in Framingham? Was it like that in D.C.? I want to know.
I mean, New York, we always have our Macy's, you know, the big one. So that's pretty much what it is. I think the night before, Jersey City may have done something in Hoboken, but nothing on that scale.
In Northern Virginia here, Joe.
Was it out of control?
It's legal to try and blow your phalanges off with explosives. So for the week before and the week after, it's just constant boom, boom, boom.
That's cool. See, you know what I like about it? It was I follow Sarah Silverman on Twitter, and she hated it. And I just loved every bit of that. She was having a rough time. That's great. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that was interesting that we talked about earlier this week on the DJV show, this was the first year that I saw signs, like lawn signs, road signs on the New Jersey Turnpike that said, please be respectful of veterans with PTSD. And this must have been...
What about dogs? What about being respectful?
If people are lighting off extra, you know, make America great again, well, you know what, you're completely disrespecting our veterans who must have been the worst night of their lives. And down in South Jersey, there were a lot of incidents of people calling hotlines and things because of the fireworks.
Oh my God. So now it's not cool to do fireworks now.
It isn't cool. What's the point? I will tell you, other than the show, and Richie, I was thinking about you. Whether you could even see these sorts of things, because if you watch that show on the 4th, the evening of the 4th, Tuesday night, John Stamos, as I said, was very good. He was neat, very pleasant. It was cool. But then, as night fell toward the end of the broadcast, you could see for 4 or 5 minutes, they just did a panorama of all the fireworks going off against the buildings in Washington, and it was magnificent. It was beautiful. It was so well-timed. It was well-executed. Yeah. It was done very well.
I haven't been down to D.C. to see the fireworks down there because it's just a madhouse down there. Getting in and out of the city is impossible. But let me tell you something. It's a show. If you've never done it, you should do it. Just stay at a hotel in walking distance so you don't have to worry about traffic.
Yeah. Right. Well, what I was surprised when they had the performance from a lady who was sick, the dress rehearsal the night before, was the same as far as the crowd is concerned. There were huge crowds.
Yeah. The dress rehearsal.
Like the regular show. Yeah.
Right. Did they do the fireworks the night before as well?
No.
No. They did everything else.
Just the stage show.
Yeah.
And that's actually the one to go see.
Yeah. I could get that. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yep. All right, let's see. We'll pause for a moment or two, then get back to the list of the top stories according to Talkers Magazine. You can check it out at talkers.com, where there's Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Lots of cool things going on in the world of conversation radio, and we have the overview for you here. 16 past the hour. If you are worried about your blood pressure, if you're worried about your cholesterol, if you don't know what your triglyceride number is, if your arteries are not healthy and the doctor says we've got to do something for you, I'm going to send you directly to the place and get the answer for you as to what to do if you have a problem with your blood pressure, or you have a problem with your arteries, or you're having a problem with your brain. The bottom line here is there's a product called Super Beets. Super Beets. That is nitric oxide personified in a beet. Mother Nature has done great things, and one of them is to put all the things that you need into the food that we produce. So the folks at Super Beets grow these non-GMO beets. They cook them, then they dry them. They have a special patented process to dry the beets. They powder them, put them in a canister. You get a 30-day supply in every canister. And what happens is the nitric oxide content of the beets opens up your arteries so that the blood gets to your brain, to your muscles, to the extremities, all the micro vessels in your body. So everything is functioning so much better. You live longer and happier and healthier, I'm going to bet. By doing things like this. Helping support healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels is what you need as you get older. So starting in your 40s, you need to have Super Beets around and get involved in that program. Richie is involved. We haven't got Joe involved. Victoria's involved in it. Maybe we should send some of these to Joe, wake him up a little bit so he's not so evil.
Yeah, because he's in such a coma, yeah.
That's what I need. I need Super Beets. Please!
800-655-4183 or Joe. You can go to DougLikesBeets.com and find out everything you need to know. Free shipping if you use my name. I bet you didn't know that was one of the benefits of being here. You get an order for Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. You get the first, in the first order, you get a 30-day supply free. You get the free shipping. You get a book called Beat the Odds. You're all set. Ready to learn about your body and to make it better? Go to DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets or order online. I'm sorry, you order them online at DougLikesBeets.com. Order them on the phone if you want at 800-655-4183. Joe, you got that or you want me to repeat that number?
Yeah, please do it again, please.
800-655-4183 for Super Beets.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
We commission you to listen and learn. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Bean self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back to the action here at 23 and change after the hour. The charts we're overviewing for this past week of the 4th of July, on duty as usual, is Joe Crummy, who is the host of a podcast called Evil Thoughts.
Thank you.
You can Google and find his body slamming can be seen and heard at iTunes. Also, we're graced with the presence of Victoria Keelan, who last week at this time was celebrating her marriage, her honeymoon, mm-hmm. her love, her life.
And, are you guys still married?
Yes.
How's it going so far?
It's going evil very well.
Yeah. See, Joe and his evil thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
You made it a week. That's pretty good.
Fine. All right. Rich McFadden controls in our studio in Washington with Joe and Victoria. So we've gone through the sports talk radio items at 10, the ethics chief resigning number 9, voter fraud number 8, 4th of July number 7. So we're at number 6. Which is the sad story, anger, I think, is more appropriate when I hear stories like this. The police officer, whose name was Mio Sotis Familia, was doing paperwork, and her cruiser guy comes along and blows her away. That's it. That's the whole story. Then the cops find him and shoot him, I guess. Who is responsible for offing him? Anybody know the rest of the...
The cops, I think her partner was able to call for backup, and they were right nearby, and they chased him down, and he fired at them, and then they fired at him and killed him.
Mm. Yeah, he had a long record anyway, but yeah, it's a very sad story. You're exactly right.
Well,
but
it's not end of story. The story's going to be what caused this guy? What was behind him?
Another lunatic with a gun will be with
Well, I mean, he had a long record, and he had done, I think, a lot of time. Maybe he just had a beef about the cops.
Right. That's what I'm trying to get to, is whether this was a statement by, you know, somebody who hates the cops for whatever reason. And will we find out more about it? So
we are. What's there to find out? The guy's dead. That's the end of it. Rather than looking at. I mean, what we have.
No, it's not the end of it. It's this constant beating on cops in the media.
Right.
That is. So it's not the end of it. The end of it will be when we have CNN and all the rest of them.
This is good. Now you go, boyfriend.
Stop covering every single little riot because somebody gets arrested and they don't think it's fair, or somebody robs a store and then they have a confrontation with police and they happen to be armed and they get shot and it's not fair and the police are the bad guys. So that's not the end of it. The end of it will be when police stop being the bad guys for doing their jobs.
Well, there are bad police and there are good police. The majority, fortunately, are good.
The girl in that,
at their job.
That officer in that car was not a bad policeman.
No, she was just sitting there doing her paperwork. She wasn't even, she wouldn't have known this guy if she fell over him. He just walked up to the car and shot her for no reason.
That reminds
me of the thing that happened last year. Some guy walked up
to CNN. That's what it is. Right, Rich?
Some guy.
We got this, right?
I don't think it's just CNN. I think it's an attitude.
I think it's the coverage of police. My brother's a cop, so I'm going to defend him. And
this is a mentally ill person. I mean, this isn't just a regular person.
It's not a mentally ill person. It's a person that is getting persuaded by.
Oh, come on, Rich. I love you, but that's far-fetched.
By everything that the cops are out to get them.
So you're saying a totally sane, a totally sane person can watch enough CNN and then shoot a cop? I mean, come on.
No, you're right. Now, obviously, there's insanity, but the person is not. It's not like they're walking around, and then just
not a highly functioning person in society. This is a disturbed person who picked a cause, if you want to call it that.
Well, there's a lot of these disturbed people because this is happening a lot lately.
I know. There are a lot of disturbed people. That's true.
I was
going
to make a reference to what was it, last year? Some guy walked up behind a policeman and shot him in the head or shot him in the face or something for no reason.
That was also NYC, right?
However, there aren't nearly as many of those incidents as there are about cops shooting other people who don't deserve to die. So it's not exactly even playing.
Too much of both sides of it,
I don't know if you can really pass the hour. If you take a look at the numbers saying like that, I speak to you from evil Los Angeles. How many stops do cops make a day? I think it's about 2,500. That's a lot of stops.
In automotive news, they struggled when they only sold sedans. But all that has changed for Jaguar when they introduced their F-Pace SUV. Then Jaguar announced the I-Pace Electric, a 400-horsepower SUV that will do 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds. Now Jaguar have announced the new E-Pace, a smaller SUV that is expected to expand the lineup and the customer base even more. It will go on sale beginning early 2018 and is expected to be priced from $38,600. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
The new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charm cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charm Shake, now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop Shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Small-time thinkers not allowed, big-time thinkers only. Well, actually, all kinds of thinkers. As long as your mind's working, that's good. We enjoy your input, your thoughts. You can.
I was about to leave.
Really? Well, you're a big-time thinker, Richie. Rich McFadden is here along with Joe Crummy, the evil one, and
thank
Victoria
you.
Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We review during this hour with these professional broadcasters, talk people, the charts. For your listening and dancing pleasure, there are things that are maybe music to your ears in terms of conversation, maybe not so much. We've been through the sports talk radio stuff. The ethics chief is number 9, voter fraud number 8, holiday week number 7, police officer shot in New York number 6. So we're at the health care plan, which is number 5, that continuing conversation of this nonsensical way to try to fix a problem that was created not by, well, it was created by lots of collusion with the insurance industry, the Obama administration. Now the insurance industry is in collusion with the Republicans and the Trump administration to bring you what is just as bad, just a different bad. It isn't fixing a damn thing. There's no prevention in this. There's no nothing. All these people that are in the news media that are screaming, oh, 22 million people won't be covered. They won't be covered because they don't want to pay these crazy rates for this stupid stuff that would be pretty much wiped out if we spent a little bit of time, money, and effort on preventing most of the things that befall us. So,
well, as the only woman here, there's a lot of women's health care issues that are not being covered at all. So
I'm not just,
it's not just
that.
Prevention.
Not, I'm not,
yeah.
No, there's nothing.
I agree with you though on the prevention part.
There's no parity. Women, men can have certain coverage for certain things under the health care plan. Women don't. Come on. This is a continuing conversation about this nonsense, which doesn't get to the heart of the problem, doesn't fix anything. All it is just another way of whitewashing what a bunch of screw jobs the insurance industry is. That's really all this is.
Yep.
Anyway, I've said my piece. Go ahead.
No, I agree.
I like
you.
It. I think the history of insurance,
what?
At least since World War II, has been all about government interference in the private market. That's the history of health insurance in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it started back after the war. There were price controls and there were all kinds of salary caps that were imposed on the private sector by the government because they were worried about runaway inflation and all that stuff way back in 1946 or whatever it was. And it was the government saying you can only pay people certain amounts of money. So it was private industry that said, okay, well, can I offer something else to entice you to work for me? And that's how the whole thing about, that's why they call them benefits.
Benefits.
Right.
Yeah, the benefit of taking care of yourself should best be seen by you, because you're the beneficiary of it. Instead, the taxpayer is paying for you to smoke and drink and eat bad foods and not exercise and not take care of yourself. And I'm paying the bill.
It's a conspiracy.
Hell with that.
Well, you tell that to Victoria. I don't want to fight with
you. No, Victoria's right about there are certain things, if you're going to have insurance and you're going to have coverage, that there ought to be parity. There isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there should be any insurance for any of this stuff.
Right. Viagra will still be covered for old men who, can't have fun in the bedroom. But yet,
there are some young men that can't do it either.
Right. But, okay. But it's fine. but there are a million things that birth control pills do for women's health, endometriosis, and a million other different things. Ovarian cysts that are medical conditions, and that's not covered. That's ridiculous to me. That is ludicrous to me.
It's more than that. It's offensive as a woman. It's un-American.
That's just one of the million problems wrong with our healthcare system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The system is
Don't
so broke.
Don't get stuck there. There's so much more. Go ahead.
So fucked. It's just...
Yeah.
Can I say that on the radio?
You did.
You didn't hit the button, Richie, did you?
No, I didn't. I let it go.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep moving here. Number four... Oh, my God. This is talking about beating a dead horse, especially a Russian horse.
CNN is all excited because evil Trump is meeting with Vlad today, and they're all, it's all Russia all over again.
Yeah, well, I mean, just around the table, what do we think their dynamic will be?
With Trump, Putin,
yeah.
In front of the public or behind closed doors?
Either one. That's a good distinction. Either one.
And the public will be, it'll be theater, and theater
friendly
personified.
Theater? Or both them posturing to look tough?
I think friendly theater, but there'll be a little, there'll be position because they both want to be king of the heap.
Right.
So who pays more attention to me? Behind the scenes, they have a drink, although Trump doesn't drink, but they have a let's straighten this out kind of conversation. What really happened here? What's really going on? That's behind the...
Right, and Syria, I think. Let's coordinate on Syria. Right. At least I'm hoping that's what they talk about. Russia won't back down on Syria, right?
Yeah, they refuse to back down on that?
Trump won't back down much either.
Right.
So.
Well...
I love the pictures of them together shaking hands where Trump is like a foot taller than him.
Mm. I used to like was the pictures... Well, there are all these pictures in the White House. Trump and Merkel... And him not even looking at her. And then when Obama had Putin, it was the same basic thing. Obama wouldn't look at Putin. They had barely enough. He could just barely reach over to get a handshake into the picture because they really didn't like each other. And, the human dynamic.
What's there to like about Putin?
Somebody must like him.
Really? I don't think you can vote freely in Russia for anyone else but Putin.
You can't do that in lots of places in the world. You think that if we had an election tomorrow in North Korea, there'd be somebody else that would be running against Kim Jong-un?
Right,
when Saddam Hussein was president, he got elected by, 97% of the population because the other 3% were killed because they didn't vote for him.
Right.
There is a contingent in Russia, though, that likes Putin.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got supporters.
There's a lot of old KGBers. The old people in Russia like Putin. The young people in Russia, it's the same in Iran. Pretty much, all right, you've started something, Richie, that's really very interesting, if I may, for a second. If you go around the world to societies that have any modicum of education whatsoever, and there is any modicum of democracy, I mean real democracy or feigned democracy, like in Iran, they kind of really do have democracy, but it's short-circuited by the Ayatollah. But if you talk to the man on the street in Iran, Iran's a very educated country, and the people there are fed up with the control the religionists have, the old religionists, the people who are Victoria's age and younger have had it. Sooner or later, there's going to be another revolution there. It may even not even be a revolution. It'll just be a revolution. Look at the guy who was elected, actually, last time and threw out, I'm a dinner jacket, who was he's a Cro-Magnon. And so he got tossed, and the guy got back in, I think got reelected, as a matter of fact, recently. And that's the same in Russia. Young Russians are becoming, in spite of Putin and all of his stuff, much more educated, and they see what's going on. The Chinese, the same thing. You think that communism is going to survive in China? No. That stuff's not...
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Once everybody got the internet and they can buy salad shooters online,
right?
Communism and
over.
Is over. Done.
Yeah.
Okay. People see the rest of the world, and they're like, I want that.
Yeah, and with things like in Russia, you know, being arrested for being gay and things like that, that's not going to last that much longer.
Putin better look out, because they're going to arrest him.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, wow. Are you claiming Vlad is gay?
Bad Vlad.
I've said that for years.
Who said that? Really?
I've said that for years.
You said that Vlad's gay?
He is such a closet case. Oh, my God.
He's gay. That's cool. I got to mention
that'll be the subject of today's evil podcast with Joe. Is Putin gay?
Not is he gay. He is gay. That's better. I like that.
All right, 43 past the hour. If you're hiring, I'm going to suggest that you, as the leader of your company or the leader of HR or the person who's in charge of finding whether it's a big company or a small company, the best person for the jobs that are available, I'm going to send you to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You could post your job to all these hundreds of job sites. Just one click. That's it. Remember, Pasilli? One ping only. And this is
one ping at one ping only.
Click only. Powerful technology. Efficiently matches the right person to your job. For example, if you were looking for somebody evil in your company, you'd find Joe Crummy instantly. Right? That's how it works at ZipRecruiter. Job sites all put together, and in 24 hours, you're going to find the best person for the job. If you need an evil person, you get Joe. If you need a good person, you get somebody else. No juggling emails, no calls to the office. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is the way to get your business into the 21st century. All sizes, all those who are qualified for the job, they'll be right there in their dashboard. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. Free. F-R-E-E. Use it free first time by using this as your entree. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Did you know heart disease is the number one killer of people with type 2 diabetes? Hi, I'm Pennsylvania State Senator Scott Martin. Nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes, and many don't know they have a higher risk for heart disease. In fact, people with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or even die. If you have diabetes, please talk to your doctor about screening for heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
47 past the hour, as our overview continues, Talk Radio's finest, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and the top two items on the story list, the test of the ICBM by the North Koreans, Kim Jong-un, Lung-bung, and his cohorts. So what do we think is going to be done? Never mind what ought to be done, because you got to believe there's going to be conversation at this G20 thing about this guy. And whether it's behind the door or open, you know, do we send in the SEALs? Do we send in a joint operation and pop them off? What happens? What do you think?
Well, you got to wonder about that. I mean, he is in violation of whatever UN protocol, whatever it's supposed to be here. And you're wondering, you know, where is everybody else on this?
You where know, is
I mean, it's right.
Where is China on this?
Right, where's China on this? But I mean, I don't want to.
And I can tell you where China is. China is they don't want to do anything because they're able to trade a lot with North Korea, and they don't want to cut that money train off. So
yeah, they got a much bigger money train going with the USA, though. See, that's the thing. I mean, we are the biggest trading partner China has, except possibly the EU.
Well, then why aren't they doing anything about North Korea?
Let's face it.
Yeah.
North Korea's chump change compared to the United States.
See, I think that China loves having North Korea as a thorn in the U.S.'s side, and they don't want to do anything about it. It behooves them for us to have that crazy nut bird sitting there in our rearview mirror all the time.
Well, I think Trump's the right man for this, though, because his message is, look, you're doing business, your future is with us, not with these guys. I think that's his message.
I just don't understand where everybody else is on this.
Where's the UN on this?
The best quote I heard all week was about Kim Jong Ding Dong, and said, the guy is crazy, but he's not suicidal. He wants his virgins in this life, not the next.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's got. That's what I've heard. He's got the sort of this whole like kind of love thing going on. He's got a right. He's got a whole.
While he's nuts, he's not going to do anything to blow himself up.
All right, let's spend 60 seconds or less on the number one item this week because it's foolishness, and I have nothing. I think I've said what I'm going to say about this. This is just such nonsense. The Trump wrestling video and CNN and all this crap.
Can we go around the table and say who thought it was funny and who didn't? Can we do that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Ladies first.
I haven't seen it, but it was described to me, so I thought it was funny. I don't understand.
It's been like ever.
I was in Mexico, Rich.
Oh, that's right.
And she was a little busy, all right?
I was busy.
Looking
I
in
was
her
busy.
Husband's eyes.
Boom, yes.
Chicka, boom, chicka.
Hi, Rich, what about you? We got 20
seconds. I
thought
it was hysterical. Hysterical. Yeah.
How about you, Doug? Did you think it was fine? I don't know
no.
how you feel about it.
I'm so annoyed by all of this stuff. I'm fed up with CNN. I'm fed up with the references to them. I've just had enough. I'd like to get to some of the serious issues and stop with the attack on Trump for nonsense. It's 10 before the hour.
For
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Juxtapose this to the original Batman theme. I think that would be good. Spider-Man, Spider-Man. And then we could go to Batman.
No, so it would just be Spider-Man.
We could do that too, Richie. Yeah. Spider-Man.
So the new movie comes out this weekend, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I saw it last night.
Yeah. And they're using this theme? For that new movie?
No, I thought it would play well on the radio.
It does.
Hold on,
big finish.
Life is a great big hang-up. Wherever there's a hang-up, you'll find a Spider-Man.
Hey!
It was interesting because I was first online and Doug was second online, so I know you were really excited about Spider-Man coming back to the big screen. Am I wrong?
I don't really care, but I'm not the one who's the arbiter of taste. It would seem my tastes run differently. I might go see Paris Can Wait this weekend or another movie that had a strange name that actually was a pretty good action flick. What's the name of that one that came out last week that you said you went to see?
Oh, Baby Driver?
Baby Driver, yeah. You said, is that something that I might enjoy with mixed company?
Sure, you might. Well, we booked, actually, the other movie you mentioned, Paris Can Wait, we booked at our local art house theater. I didn't get a chance to see it, but people coming out seem to enjoy Diane Lane stars in that film.
Yeah.
Shot in Paris, I believe.
Yeah, well, it's because the title of the chucker is Paris Can Wait, so pretty much you're all shot around Paris.
So do you want to know what I thought of Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yes, please.
Overall, I liked it. I thought the movie's not short. It's about 2 hours and 20 minutes, but it has an infectious, fun feeling throughout its running time. Having said that, I would have cut about, they easily could have cut 15 to 20 minutes out of it. Some of it felt a little bit bloated, but overall, this is going to please fans. It's the most rooted Spider-Man's ever been on film in terms of what it captures, the character in the comic. Spider-Man in this movie is played by Tom Holland, an Australian actor who's really good. He's 20 years old, but he plays Spider-Man at 15 in high school, and what it does is it pays homage to the John Hughes high school movies on purpose, and it does a really good job at that. Michael Keaton plays the villain Vulture, and it's really cool to see a 15-year-old Spider-Man battling a 65-year-old supervillain in Michael Keaton. That was a pretty cool dichotomy. Robert Downey Jr. pops up every 20 minutes as Tony Stark in Iron Man. He's not overused, and when he comes on screen, he's a lot of fun as always. And Jon Favreau, who plays the character of Happy Hogan, who is a works for Tony Stark, Iron Man, he's always a lot of fun. Overall, I give the movie a 7.5 out of 10. It's not quite the greatness of Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire. Having said that, it is still quite good, and I think the fan base will certainly like this movie and give it very good word of mouth.
You just got my attention when you said it pays homage to John Hughes' high school movies.
Yeah, actually play, I'm not going to give a lot of it away, but there's actually a clip of Ferris Bueller's Day Off in the middle of the movie.
I'm in.
When Peter Park is running.
He should be the AB first in line.
A backyard, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm in.
All right. After 30 seconds repose, we have a couple of other things regarding movies this weekend from Chuck Curry, our movie man.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
All right, so Chucker, give us an overview of what else coming out this weekend.
I think, as far as I could see, I think that is really the big release of the weekend. So really, all I got is some superhero news. Sam Jackson, who plays Nick Fury in the Marvel Universe, reportedly will co-star alongside Brie Larson in Marvel's Captain Marvel movie. she's a female superhero. I have to believe there's going to be a sizable audience after the success of DC's Wonder Woman.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Samuel Jackson was the bad guy in the first of the movies. Carolyn, what's the English actor's name?
The Kingsman you're talking about, right?
But yeah, but didn't he get blown away in the first Kingsman?
Isn't that like Ralph Fiennes or something?
No.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. Just wondering who the bad guy's going to be this time around.
That comes out in August, the sequel to the Kingsman. That was a pretty good movie.
Yeah. All right. Did I interrupt you? You were finishing something else?
No, I was going to say, go see Spider-Man Homecoming. You'll like it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.